inside Tompkins. Nice move. Puts it up over Scupa. No good. Got her own rebound. Throws it off the glass and in. So Chaney Tompkins finally gets an offensive put back off all those boards. And it's a one-point game.
Today, it's live coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln featuring the Giltner Lady Hornets.
High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Now some backcourt pressure by Joyce. Kick it out of the wing. Here's an open jumper from 12. It's good for Taylor Rhodes.
The Hornets are making their fourth straight trip to Lincoln and in search of their first state title. Giltner Hornets state basketball action is coming in next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lincoln Southwest High School in Lincoln, Nebraska, home of the Class D2 State Basketball Tournament for the Nebraska School Activities Association. Welcome to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Frank Green with you this evening for a game between the Giltner Hornets and the Sandhills Thedford Knights. Both teams come into the contest with identical records of 21 wins against 4 losses. The New Tech pregame show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Frank Green with you from Lincoln Southwest, and the two teams warming up. The atmosphere electric as it always is at the state tournament. We are sitting on the east side, if you will, facing the Giltner crowd, which is on the west side, Sandhills, Thedford, the Knights right down in front of us, so you're going to hear plenty from them as this thing goes along. To the north is the Giltner crowd. They're all decked out in their basketball outfits, the guys are. And Sandhills Thedford over to the north end. On the south end, again, the Giltner Hornets. So we're about ready to get this thing underway. We're about 10 minutes away from game time in the pregame here. Thought we'd make mention of a couple of things. Sandhills Thedford comes in at 21-4. They started the season 0-1 with a 61-35 trouncing by Ravenna before they stepped up and won a bunch in a row. They picked up 9 wins in a row before their next loss, which was at tournament competitor Mullen. Mullen defeating them 48-45 at Mullen for their second loss of the season. And Mullen losing today to Stewart in the first round of the Class D2 tournament, 59-37. So Mullen is out of the tournament at this point in time. Sandhills Thedford then went on to win 3 more games before losing to tournament entry St. Mary's in D1. St. Mary's comes in the number one seed. They are 22-2 on the year. They defeated the Knights by a score of 55-42. And St. Mary's today got by the hair on their chinny chin chin, if you will, as they win 75-73 over the number 8 seed Friend in the opening round. They will meet Blue Hill, 61-46 winner over Fullerton in the Class D1 second round. Another loss to Mullen came the way of the Knights, and that one 45-42 in overtime at home at Sandhills Thedford. For Giltner, they come in also 21-4. Their 4 losses to Osceola, Hampton, Extra Milligan, and Hampton. Hampton, the number 7 seed in today's tournament. Frank Green with you on the evening with Class D2 action. Thought we'd go over some of the tourney action up to date at this point in time. Norfolk winning in Class A, 46-37 over Omaha. Benson, the top seed there, went down. Bellevue West, the number 5 seed, beating SSC, 48-37 in Class A. In Class B today, Omaha Gross, the 44-41 winner over 4 seed Elkhorn South. Pius the 10th, the top seed, winning Handley 55-29 over Scott's Bluff in Class B. Winners in Class C included Pierce 56-48 over Minden, and Lincoln Christian winning 67-47 over Omaha Concordia. Norfolk Catholic also winning 66-56 over Newman, and Kearney Catholic a 62-40 winner over Shadron. In Class C2, Crofton beat Ponca 58-27, GACC a 78-46 winner over UTAN. And in Class D1, Dundee County Stratton got by just a niche, 59-58 in overtime against Humphrey St. Francis, and Howells Dodge came up a winner, 55-43 over Emerson Hubbard. And that's the way it's gone thus far. In Class D2 today, two winners, Stewart 59-37 over Mullen, and Falls City Sacred Heart 44-30 over Crawford in the first round. And thought we'd update you a little bit on both of these ball clubs. Giltner, the Hornets, coming in at 21-4, as we mentioned. They were 13-1 in the Crossroads Conference and played in the Crossroads Conference tournament, losing to Hampton in that one. They come in with an average of 45.2 points a game on offense, 37% field goal shooting. Rebounds, 26 a game, 8 assists, 9 steals, 2 blocks, and they're giving up 33 points on defense. Sandhill Thedford, the Knights, come in 21-4, offensively averaging 53.6 points a game, 41% from field goal range, 33 rebounds a game, 14 assists, 13 steals, 4 blocks, and 31 points a game is what they're giving up defensively. So it should be a classic matchup between these two squads. We'll take a break. We'll come back in a little bit and give you the 5 Points Bank starting lineup right here on KKPR FM 98.9, Classic Hits in Kearney.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Bring the teams over to the sidelines here. And of course, the Giltner Hornets, under the direction of Coach Nancy Lockman, and the Sandhills Thedford Knights are guided by Jordan Arnsdorf as we get underway here with Class D2 State Tournament action. Again, if you just joined us in the other games played already today, Stewart, the number 5 seed, defeating 4 seed Mullen 59-37. That game at Lincoln North Star at 9 o'clock this morning. And at 10:45 this morning, also at North Star, Ball City Sacred Heart, the top seed, coming in, defeating number 8 seed Crawford 44-30. And we're about to get underway with the other half of the bracket here as they introduce the players on the floor.
Welcome you to the 2015 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championship. The NSAA is proud to recognize its core
Well, while they go through their list, a good time to mention the non-starters and the starters. We will get to them in just a moment. We'll be back right after this on KKPR.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
And welcome back to Southwest High School. Frank Green with you. First of all, Sandhill-Stedford, the Knights, their non-starters tonight. Jaylee Simonson, Savannah Elliott, Telray Sherman, Shaylee Scranton, Hannah Higgins, Cassidy Hafer, Frankie Sirks, Taylor Downing, Clancy Heseltine, Amanda Payne, and Avery Taylor. The non-starters for the Giltner Hornets tonight, Kaylee Rhodes, Alexa Preisler, Ashley Roth, Bailey Thiel, Reagan Smith, Kyla Wilson, Emily Beek, and Reagan Jansen, along with Audra Joyce. Those are your non-starters for both squads. And now the five points bank starting lineup, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Starting lineup for the visiting Giltner Hornets tonight. 5'7", senior, number 20, Shelby Hendricks, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a ball game. 6'2", senior, Bailey Craig, averaging 10 points and 6 rebounds a ball game. Number 24 is Taylor Rhodes. She's at 5'6", junior, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And Chaney Tompkins, a 6-foot junior, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. Where's number 50? And number 52 is Kelby Lyons. She's averaging 11 points a contest, giving and 4 rebounds. She's 5'10", and she is a senior for the Giltner Hornets. And now the starting lineups for the Sandhill-Stedford Knights under Jordan Arnsdorf. Number 1 is a senior, Shayna Simonson, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds a ball game. Number 5, senior Kelsey Higgins, averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds a game. Number 13, a sophomore, Rebecca Higgins, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a contest. Number 22, Kyra Miles, averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds a game. She's a sophomore. And Maddie Taylor, number 23, averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds a game. She's a junior. That's the starting lineup for 5 Points Bank. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the opening tip right after this on KKPR.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Welcome back to Southwest High School NSAA State Tournament Basketball on KKPR 98.9 Classic Hits in Kearney. Frank Green with you. And we're about to get underway with the Giltner Hornets and the Sandhills Thedford Knights in high school basketball action. Again, both teams 21-4 on the year. And the Sandhills Thedford Knights have taken the court. They're at center court now. To jump for them will be Maddie Taylor. Taylor is a junior, and she wears number 23. For the Lady Knights, if you will. And we're about to get underway. She is, Maddie is a six-footer, and she'll control the tip. And the ball is over to Sandhills Thedford to start things out. The Knights with the basketball. That was Higgins controlling. They get the ball out on top to number 22, Kyra Miles. Now swing it over the left side to Simonson. Three ball from the corner, no, only a two, but it's good for number 23. That is Maddie Taylor. She hits the deuce. And now the Hornets will control for the first time. Defending state champs, they have the basketball. And 10-second call on the Hornets. Did not get it advancing across the midcourt stripe, as out front were Craig and Rhodes, and they couldn't get it up over half court in 10 seconds. So to trigger in will be Kelsey Higgins. Kelsey Higgins gets the ball into Rebecca Higgins. Now they swing it over to Shayna Simonson. Simonson down left side to Higgins again. Kelsey, now they go the other way. Three ball is up and will not go this time for Maddie Taylor. Nice rebound by the Hornets. Hornets have it down in the corner baseline. Now they kick it back out front to Shelby Henricks. Henricks running the offense. Swings it over to Chaney Tompkin. Chaney Tompkin looking for somebody to pass to. Gets it out front to Taylor Rhodes. Taylor Rhodes on the drive down. Taylor trying to get inside. Cannot. And she'll swing the ball over to the right side. Now stopping and popping and not getting the shot to go was Bailey Craig. And the rebound pulled out by Sandhills Thedford. The Knights with the basketball now. This is Rebecca Higgins. Higgins on the left wing. Swings it down in the corner to Shayna Simonson. Back out on top to Higgins. Higgins trying to go inside to Maddie Taylor. Maddie Taylor swings it to the right side. Nice steal attempt by Shelby Henricks, but she knocks it out of bounds. So the ball will be retained by the Knights. The Knights in their white uniforms with dark green numerals. The Hornets in their black uniforms with white numerals with orange trim. Ball comes out right side to Higgins again. Higgins on the drive down baseline. Can't go anywhere. Gets it back out on top to Simonson. Simonson to Rebecca Higgins. Rebecca Higgins goes inside to Maddie Taylor. Taylor kind of dangerous in there. Good shot. Here's a three ball. Won't go. Taylor has the rebound. Puts it on the court. Puts it up. Puts it in. So Taylor with 4 points. She averages 10 points a ball game. And it's a 4-0 lead for the Knights. Ball comes over to Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes loses the handle on it, and the ball will go back over to the Knights. As getting a hand on it was Simonson, and then she knocked it off of Rhodes and out of bounds. And it's a 4-0 lead for the Knights, and they control the ball once again. Rebecca Higgins brings it up. Higgins on the dribble, looking inside, has a little trouble getting a good defensive effort there. Kyra Miles. Now they go back out on top to Higgins. Nice steal this time by Henricks. Henricks dribbling up, loses a handle on it, has to go back and fight for it. It's knocked away from her. Now the ball goes back to Maddie Taylor. Taylor slapped that one away from her, and she's got it in between the arcs. Out on top. Now with the basketball is Simonson. They swing it down right side to Taylor, back to Simonson. In between the arcs, kick it off near side to Higgins. Higgins goes down for a three that won't go by Kyra Miles. And the ball knocked out of bounds by the Hornets, so it'll still be controlled by Thedford. Sand Hill. With the ball is Kelsey Higgins. Kelsey Higgins swings it out on top. Once again, Kyra Miles, she'll drive it in. Can't get it to go. And no foul called underneath. Now bringing the ball out quickly is Kelby Lyon. And Kelby could be a force inside. We've seen her play in the CRC tournaments this year. And the pass inside is stolen away. And on the court is Maddie Taylor. And she just lays there until somebody ties her up or check that. That was Rebecca Higgins, number 13, the sophomore. And she just laid there till somebody tied her up. With the basketball now, Taylor Rhodes as it goes over to the Hornets. They get it inbounds quickly to Kelby Lyon. Kelby drives in, puts it up, can't get it, gets her own rebound, puts it up, and she is fouled. And Kelby Lyon will go to the line to shoot a pair. Try to get the Hornets on the board for the first time here. You're listening to KKPR, FM 98.9. Classic Hits in Kearney. Frank Green with you. From the state basketball tournament. And the foul is called on number 30. That is Taylor. Avery Taylor gets her first. First shot is up and no good by Kelby Lyon. She'll have one more trying to get the Hornets on the board. They trail 4-0. 4:30 to play, first quarter, and that one nothing but net. So Kelby Lyon, the senior, averaging 11 points a ball game, gets that one to go. Here's a pass up. Oh, almost an over and back. Not quite. And controlling the ball in the forecourt now is Higgins. Higgins to Higgins, and the three ball goes up by Kyra Miles. Can't make it, but the rebound is good by Kelsey Higgins. So a 6-1 lead now for Sand Hills Thedford, and an errant pass on the part of Shelby Hendricks. She's trying to hit Kelby Lyons, but overshot her by a long way, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be controlled by Sand Hills Thedford, and head coach Nancy Lockman wants to talk with the Hornets. We'll be back right after this on KKPR FM 98.9.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Okay, we're back at Southwest High School. Frank Green with you on KKPR in Kearney. With the basketball, Higgins, Rebecca behind the back. Dribbles up, drives down the paint. Dishes off to Maddie Taylor. She puts it up and in. 8-1 lead now for the Knights. With the ball on the right wing is Audra Joyce, and Joyce is going to be tied up, and the ball will go over to the Knights. So the Lady Knights having the best of things in the early going here. And they lead the Giltner Hornets by a score of 8-1 with 3:37 left to play in the first quarter. Both teams come in at 21-4 on the year. Pass into Maddie Taylor. She loses it out of bounds, but they're going to say it was knocked out of bounds by Bailey Craig, the 6'2 senior for the Hornets. Checking back in the lineup now is number 22, Kyra Miles. She checked out for a moment, but she's back in the lineup. Avery Taylor, number 30 now. Here's a three from the corner, and it's good by Kelsey Higgins. And it's been all night thus far. They lead it 11-1. Here's a pass up down the right side, and it gets away from Bailey Craig and goes out of bounds. They got the ball to Lyon, and then Lyon threw it back to Joyce, and Joyce trying to hit Craig baseline right side and overthrew her. And it's 11-1. The Knights on top with 3:11 to play here in the first quarter. Sand Hills Thedford with the ball, almost a walk there. Pass over to the far side. It's picked up out there by Miles. Now on the dribble, Higgins. Higgins tries a long deuce, won't go, but gets her own rebound. Kicks the ball back out to Rebecca Higgins. Now the ball over to Kelsey. Kelsey goes inside. Maddie Taylor puts it up and in. Taylor averaging 10 points a ball game, has 8 in this one. 13-1, the Knights lead it. Here's the pass inside to Kelby Lyon. Down the right side to Tompkins. Tompkin back into Kelby. Kelby trying to make a move, spins, turns, puts it up, can't get it on the rebound. It'll remain with the Hornets as Reagan Jansen fighting for it and knocking it out of bounds is Kyra Miles, the sophomore from the Knights. Ball comes inbounds. Kelby Lyon. Kelby trying to drive baseline. No place to go. Kicks it back out on top to Henricks. Henricks to set up the offense between the arcs. Goes left side to Joyce. Joyce tries a three. Bounces in and comes out. Things just not falling for the Hornets here. They trail 13-1 with 2:13 left to play here in the first quarter. Higgins loses the handle. Maddie Taylor comes up with it, and the foul is going to be called on Chaney Tompkin, her first personal. The first team foul on Giltner, and only one team foul thus far called in the ballgame on Sandhills Thedford as well. New Jersey's in for Sandhills Thedford. Telray Sherman now in the lineup. Ball comes down to Kelsey Higgins. She drives, puts it up on the floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled out and quickly coming the other way is Audra Joyce. Audra hemmed in, loses the handle. The ball goes off of Kelsey Higgins out of bounds, and the Hornets will retain possession on their end of the court. With the basketball now, Audra Joyce. Joyce looks in, gets the ball in quickly to Taylor Rhodes. Taylor drives down, loses the handle. That was Shelby Henricks. And now a jump ball is called. And the Hornets will retain possession, but they have yet to score a field goal in this one with 1:51 to play in the first quarter. Ball comes inbound. Here's Henricks with a shot, overshoots everything. Rebound pulled out by Higgins, Rebecca Higgins. And she's got the basketball dribbling up. Higgins swings it over to Kelsey Higgins, back to Rebecca. Rebecca goes right side to Miles. Miles trying to get it inside, has it knocked out of bounds nicely by Reagan Jansen. Oh, a break for the Hornets. They say no, it came off of one of the Knights, so the ball will go back over to Giltner. Checking out, lineup for Giltner is Audra Joyce. And to trigger in for the Hornets, we'll have to wait and see. Somebody didn't check in properly, so she's doing so now for Thedford. Cassidy Hafer in the lineup for them for the first time. They dim the lights again, and we go back to basketball. Now Taylor Rhodes going to trigger in, try to get the ball into Henricks, and the officials saying something. The lights were very bright, and now they've dimmed down again. Not sure what's happened here. But they're going to talk with one of the officials on the floor to try to work things out, if you will. So while they do that, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a little bit right here on KKPR 98.9.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
And welcome back. Frank Green with you on KKPR and Kearney as Sandhills Thedford has taken a 13-1 lead with 1:31 left to play here. And a 10-minute break is going to have to be taken so they can reset the lights here. So we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back and talk more about this game in just a little bit on KKPR 98.9.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Well, we're back at Southwest High School waiting for the lights to reset here as they have dimmed down so the girls can't play. 1:31 left to go here in the first quarter, and the Hornets have been struggling. They're down 13-1 here in the first quarter of action. Just haven't been able to get anything in the basket and have had a few passes get away from them and have just struggled a bit. So tonight's seeds to success are brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. At easy.pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on your smartphone. Great seeds to success for a better yield. Start with Pioneer, Greg Weeches. And right now, the seeds to success for the Giltner Hornets seem to hinge on the fact that they have got to get a little bit better rhythm on offense and make sure their passes are crisp and exactly where they need to be. Right now, their passing game has abandoned them, and they have thrown away two or three passes and had trouble getting the ball inside, and when they do, their shot selection has been okay, but could be a little bit better, and they trail 13-1 here. So let's hope that they can get those seeds success working for them and get things going once again. Also want to thank tonight Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. We're going to take a break. We're about 5 minutes away from getting this thing underway again. We'll take another break and be back in just a little bit with 1:31 left in the first quarter in Class D2 NSAA State Tournament. It is the Sandhills Thetford Knights leading the Giltner Hornets by a score of 13-1. We'll be back in just a little bit on KKPR.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
And we welcome everybody back to Lincoln Southwest High School, where Giltner is playing Sandhills Thedford in D2 action here. We've had a 10-minute break in the action due to the lights dimming here, and in order to brighten them back up, it's going to take about 10 minutes for that to happen. So we are all waiting for that. By the way, if you can't get us on the radio, you can always get us at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And, of course, if you can't get us on the radio, we appreciate that as well on 98.9. Classic Hits in Kearney. Frank Green with you here as some of the Sandhills Thedford Knights giving us a pony ride. They've got some pony heads on a couple of guys and just trying to keep the crowd whipped up here because it's pretty quiet. Class D2 action earlier today. Stewart was a winner. Stewart, the number 5 seed, a winner over number 4, Mullen, 59-37. And Fall City Sacred Heart at 25-2 on the year, taking the measure of 21-3, Crawford. Crawford, the 8 seed. 44-30, the final score there. As the light's starting to brighten up here, so we're about ready to get back to action. And now we have Sandhills Thedford taking on Giltner. And the 8:45 game tonight at Lincoln Southwest will be Wynot and Hampton. And the ball comes inbounds to Shelby Hendricks, and let's see if that little break in the action didn't help the Giltner Hornets regroup a little bit here. Here's about a 10-footer, and it's good for Cheney Tompkin to get the scoring going for the Giltner Hornets. They trail 13-3, and there's 1:12 left to go in quarter number one here. Higgins passes over to the corner. Three ball is up, no good. Rebound fought for, and Kelsey Higgins comes up with it. She's got it on the right wing. She'll try a three and won't get the roll. Rebound, and the Hornets just not getting their hand on the ball down there as it gets away from them again. Kelsey Higgins swings it down in the corner to Miles, way off on that. Rebound fought for, and a struggle, got a real scrum going on. Finally coming out of there with it is the Hornets. And with the basketball is Reagan Jansen, or check that, that was Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes with a pass over to Cheney Tompkin, and Tompkin dribbles the ball on the end line, and the ball will go over to the Knights. So the Knights have it, leading 13-3. And full court pressure now going to be applied by the Hornets to see if they can't get this ball back and get something going their way in this contest. On the dribble up, Rebecca Higgins. They get the ball to Miles. Miles on the drive, lays it up left-handed, doesn't get it, but the rebound is up and in by Maddie Taylor, and she has been on fire here in the first quarter, has 10 points. There's a nice pass underneath. Shot is up, no good by the Hornets. Rebound fought for. Nice job by Hendricks to grab it out there. Gets the ball off left side to Craig, and time runs out before they can get a shot up, and a 15-3 lead here at the end of one for the Sandhills Thedford Knights. When we come back on KKPR FM 98.9, Classic Hits in Kearney.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Sandhills Thetford got possession, and then a quick foul is called on the Giltner Hornets, number 40. That is Audra Joyce, her first, second team foul. Nobody in any real foul trouble for either team here in the early going. We're starting the second quarter with a 15-3 lead for Sandhills Thetford. There's a pass over left side to Kelsey Higgins. Now Higgins back to Simonson. Shayna Simonson, cross-court pass to Miles. And now they get it back to Rebecca Higgins, back to Simonson, back to Kelsey Higgins. She'll try a two-pointer, missed everything, trying to rebound it was Shelby Hendricks, and she accidentally knocked it out of bounds as it didn't hit anything, and it kind of shocked her down there, I think. Here's the pass inbounds by the Knights. They lead it 15-3 here with 7:29 to play in the first half. Plenty of time for the Hornets if they can just regroup a little bit and get something going offensively. They're only down by 12. I know that sounds, but it actually worse sounds worse than it is if they could get a stop here. Pass out, right side, three ball is up, that's off. Nice stop that time. Dribbling up is Joyce. Audra loses the handle. Now getting it back is Taylor Rhodes, and Rhodes trying to drive baseline, travel. Checking into the lineup now for the Knights is number 30, Avery Taylor. Taylor's a six-footer. She'll be in there with Maddie Taylor, who's also at 6 foot. So Avery and Maddie both in the ball game. With the ball out top, Shayna Simonson. Now over to Rebecca Higgins. Stops, 15-footer, won't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Sandhills Thetford, so the ball will go over to the Hornets. Let's see if they can get something going here. Pass comes into Hendricks, and she'll drive it up. Hendricks swings it over right side to Rhodes. Rhodes to Craig. Now they swing it down low. Nice move, and I thought she made a good move on that. Audra Joyce gets called for the travel, the 5'7 junior. Looks like she'd done a good head fake and then put the ball on the floor, but evidently the official. Not inclined to agree with me on that one. And now a foul is going to be called on the floor. And it's on number 24, Taylor Rhodes. She's a 5'6 junior, her first personal, third team foul. Not a shooting foul here for the Knights, but they will inbound the ball. They get it in quickly to Miles. Now down in the corner, a three ball won't go, and a travel is going to be called on Maddie Taylor. Taylor, their leading scorer, averaging 10 points a game, and she's got 10 in this one. She's a six-footer. 15-3 our score. Pass to Kelby Lyon. Kelby going to dribble up herself, gets it across the midcourt stripe. She is trapped. Pass comes over right side to Reagan Jansen, and Reagan's going to be fouled out front. We'll wait and see who the foul is on. Foul is on Shayna Simonson, her first, second team foul. So a few more fouls being called in the ballgame now. There were virtually very few in the first quarter, only one apiece. Pass comes over right side now to Chaney Tompkins. She goes inside. Good inlet pass and a nice shot up for Reagan Jansen. And 15-5 our score now. And the Hornets putting on a press, and Coach Arnsdorf says, I better call a timeout and talk this over with my kids. So the Hornets only down 10 here, 15-5, with 5:48 left to play in the first half. We'll take a break and be back with more from the state tournament right after this on KKPR Classic Hits 98.9.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
So the Knights with the basketball. They lead it by 10. And here's a strip, and now getting it back, Simonson passes it to Maddie Taylor. She lays it up and in. Wow. Looked like the Hornets had a strip there, and Simonson found a way to get it back and get two for Sandhills Thedford. Here's a pass to Kelby Lyon that goes awry. That one from Shelby Hendricks, and it's stolen away by the Knights with the basketball out top. Rebecca Higgins swings it over left side to Kelsey Higgins, inside to Maddie Taylor, puts it up and in, and she is fouled. So Maddie Taylor with two more, and she's going to be fouled. Foul goes on Bailey Craig, the 6'2 senior. And that is Bailey's first, fourth team foul, but at the line to shoot one will be Maddie Taylor. And she's been on fire here, and she nails that one. She now has 15 points in the ball game. We're in the first half with 5:07 to go, a 20-5 lead. Here's a pass inside to Kelby Lyon, knocked away by Rebecca Higgins. And the Hornets just having trouble trying to find the passing lane. With the basketball, Higgins over the top to Simonson. Simonson walked with it, and the ball will go back over to the Hornets. And the Hornets really need to make every possession count offensively here. They have struggled. They have but 5 points in the ball game: two for Jansen, two for Topkin, and one for Kelby Lyon. With the basketball, dribbling up. Now they get it into Kelby Lyon. Over to the right side, picking the ball up is Craig. Didn't really pass it to her. Got knocked over there. She puts it up and in. 20-7 our score. 4:30 left to play. With the ball, Higgins, Kelsey, back to Rebecca. Now over on the left side, Kyra Miles will try a three. Will not hit it. Rebound, a little bit more hustle that time from the Hornets. And good job coming up with it by Reagan Jansen. Now on the dribble, Hendricks. Crossover, puts it up, can't get it to go. She's knocked down in the middle. Bedford Sandhills coming the other way with it now. Pass off right side, and the three won't go again for Miles. And that's a good thing for the Hornets. They need to make it count here. That's Kelby Lyon, baseline. Lyon trying to drive in, no place to go. Back out on top to Reagan Jansen. Now to Hendricks. Hendricks on the dribble. Spins, turns, puts it up, got it, and she got fouled. Shelby Hendricks doesn't want to go home without doing some damage here. So Hendricks makes it a 20-9 contest, and she'll go to the line to try to bring the Hornets within 10. Foul goes on number 22. That is Kyra Miles, her first. Third team foul is all. And at the line, just shooting one, is number 20, Hendricks, and she hits it. So Hendricks pulls her team within 10. The Hornets not out of this thing by any stretch of the imagination. Just need to get a couple of stops and some balls to go down, and they'll be fine. And here's a foul. And the foul is going to be called on number 20. That is Shelby Hendricks.
Oh, so you missed our 10-minute break? Like, we didn't play just 10 minutes of spots, but... the lights were, like, going out.
Okay, with the basketball now.
So, they're like, they called a 10-minute break.
There's a pass inside.
So,
now the ball comes outside to Simonson. Now they go back inside.
Thank God.
And Avery Taylor puts it up and in.
7:20, and you guys were like
22-10 our score. Down by 12. Here's a pass over left side. Shot attempt by Taney Tompkin. His jump ball is going to be called. 22-10, 3 minutes left to go here in the first half. And the Hornets trail by 12 with the basketball now.
I just throw him into audition.
Pass out to Hendricks. Hendricks on the drive, loses the handle. Ball stripped away. Jump ball called, and that'll go over to Thetford Sandhills. The Knights will have it, leading 22-10 with 2:55 to play. Full court pressure being applied by the Hornets. Hendricks. Now Chaney Tompkin puts the heat on, but they get the ball up to Kelsey Higgins. Higgins on the dribble, kicks it back out to Shayna Simonson. Simonson on top to Rebecca Higgins between the arcs. Higgins on the drive. Stops, pops from 15, missed the shot. Rebound, Kelby Lyon. Ball goes to number 20, Hendricks now. She dribbles up. Hendricks kicks it off right side to Craig. Now on the dribble, Audra Joyce puts it up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound is pulled out by Maddie Taylor. And Maddie Taylor off to Rebecca Higgins, and we go the other way. 2:11 left to play here in the first half. Rebecca Higgins on the dribble, swings it over to Shayna Simonson. She tries to pass it inside. The ball is knocked away by Avery Taylor. And it'll go back over to the Hornets. Hornets getting some new blood in the lineup again. Taylor Rhodes comes back in, as does Reagan Jansen. Reagan Jansen to trigger in for the Giltner Hornets. Hornets get the ball into Hendricks, and Hendricks will bring it up. Hendricks on the dribble with 1:56 to go. Gets it over to Rhodes. Now goes down right side, back out. Three ball is up off the glass. No good by Hendricks. Rebounds pulled out by Rebecca Higgins. Rebecca Higgins brings it up. Higgins at 5'10". Puts it underneath to Avery Taylor, and she can't make the shot. And the Hornets have it again. They bring it the other way. Reagan Jansen back out on top to Hendricks. Hendricks trying to set something up for the Hornets. Swings it over left side to Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes goes inside. Shot is up and good by Bailey Craig, and Craig will go to the line to shoot one more. So it's 22-12. The Hornets have not been within single digits for quite some time. They trailed 15-3 at the break, and they can cut it to 9 here with 1:17 to play in the first half. Keep in mind, they got a whole halftime to go in and regroup if they need to, which they will. This shot up, no good. Rebound pulled out by Avery Taylor. Avery, a 6-foot junior. Maddie Taylor, also a 6-foot junior. Ball comes out to Shayna Simonson. Now they get it inside. A jump ball is called. Kelby Lyon fighting for it with Avery Taylor, and the ball will go over to the Hornets. Hornets, a chance to cut this to 8 or 7. Which at this point in time would be a major feat for them. They would have to feel good, momentum gain, if they can do it. There's Kelby Lyon, swings it down low to Reagan Jansen. Now back out on top to Hendricks. She'll back it out and try to set something up. Swing it over to Kelby Lyon. Kelby has not been active point-wise in this game, and she's usually pretty strong. Poor pass by her there. And the ball knocked away by Higgins. Coming up with it is Miles. Miles back to Rebecca Higgins. Rebecca Higgins over to Kelsey Higgins. Kelsey on the dribble. Back to Rebecca. Rebecca will try a three. Won't get it. Rebound pulled off by Hendricks. Hendricks coming up the other way. Hendricks crossover dribble. Tries to pass it underneath. Ball knocked away by Kelsey Higgins. And once again, Sandhills Thetford with the ball. Rebecca Higgins brings it across the midcourt stripe, and a full timeout is called by head coach Jordan Arnsdorf. We'll take a break. Be back right after this on KKPR.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
And welcome back to Southwest High School. Frank Green on KKPR in Kearney. And right now, the Giltner Hornets trailing by a score of 22-12 could be much worse than it is at this point in time. So they're hanging in there tough. They're down by 10 with 12 seconds to go before halftime, and a chance to get in the locker room and talk some things over for Coach Nancy Lockman and company as the Sandhills-Thedford Knights have had things go their way for the most part. Now Rebecca Higgins dribbling out front, passes the ball down, and Henriks thought maybe she knocked it off of Simonson there, but the official says no. So with six ticks on the clock here before halftime, the pass comes inside. They pass it back to Rebecca Higgins, and she puts it up and in. So a nice play drawn up by the head coach. And at halftime, it is 24-12. The Hornets trail here at halftime by a score of 24-12. Mary Lanning Healthcare celebrating 100 years of inspired care, one of your fine sponsors for the Giltner Hornets and Thedford, Sandhills Thedford Knights here on KKPR 98.9. We're going to take a break on Classic Hits. We'll be back in a little bit and give you an update on some of the things that have gone on today here at the state tournament. We'll be back right after this.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance. Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
And welcome back to Southwest High School. Frank Green with you on KKPR today as the Sandhills Thedford Knights leading the Giltner Hornets by a score of 24-12 here at halftime. Ravenna Sanitation brings you the halftime show, says your trash is a treasure, they do. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. That's Ravenna Sanitation. Frank Green with you. And as we look at things at the half here, we kind of give you an update of what's taken place at the state tournament thus far today. We'll start with Class D2. Stewart, a winner 59-37 over Mullen in first-round play. And Fall City Sacred Heart defeating Crawford 44-30. Those two teams will meet at 2:30 tomorrow at the Devaney Sports Center. Giltner, of course, playing Sandhills Thedford. We're at the half with a 24-12 lead for Sandhills Thedford, who came out of the gates with a 15-3 lead early in this one before Giltner got some things going their way, and they trail by 12 here at the half. So both teams scoring 9 points in the second quarter, which tells you Giltner capable of playing with Sandhills Thedford. They just need to make some adjustments at halftime, and I'm sure that's exactly what Coach Nancy Lockman is doing at this time. The other bracket game will be at 8:45 tonight. Why not? 20-5, ranked second in the state, will take on number 7 Hampton, who is 20-4. That game will follow this one. And the winner of that one will play the winner of this one at 3:45 tomorrow at the Devaney Sports Center. in other games played today. All the games are done in Class D1. Dundee County Stratton getting a big win, 59-58 in overtime over Humphrey St. Francis. Howells Dodge winning 55-43 over Emerson Hubbard. And those two teams, Dundee County Stratton and Howells Dodge, will meet at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at game at the Devaney Sports Center. Also at the Devaney Sports Center tomorrow morning at 10:45, it will be O'Neill St. Mary's, a 75-73 winner over Friend, meeting Blue Hill, a 61-46 winner over Fullerton. That game again at 10:45 tomorrow morning from the Devaney Sports Center. In Class C2, Crofton a winner, 58-27 over number 8 seed Ponca. Crofton the number 1 seed, 26-0. Guardian Angels Central Catholic out of West Point defeating UTAN 78-46. So Crofton and GACC will meet tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Devaney Sports Center. And the other side of that bracket at this time, Hastings St. Cecilia taking on North Platte St. Pat. We don't have anything on that game yet, but we'll pass it on to you if we do. And the winner of that game will play either Freeman or Sutton tomorrow night at 8:45 in Class C2 at the Devaney Sports Center. Turning to Class C1, it was Pierce defeating Minden today, 56-48. Lincoln Christian, a 67-47 winner over Omaha Concordia. Pierce and Lincoln Christian will meet at Pinnacle Bank Arena tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in C1. And tomorrow morning at 10:45 a.m., it will be Norfolk Catholic, a 66-56 winner over Newman out of Wahoo, taking on Kearney Catholic, a 62-40 winner over Shadron in Class C1. That'll be at 10:45 tomorrow morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena. In Class B today, Omaha Gross a winner, 44-41, the 5 seed over 4 seed Elkhorn South, and Pius X won 55-29. Over Scotts Bluff, those two teams will meet tomorrow, Omaha Gross and Pius X, at 2 o'clock. And action going on right now between Elkhorn and York. Again, we don't have a score on that one, or we would pass it on to you. Once we get one, we'll pass it your way. That game taking place at the Devaney Sports Center. Also at the Sports Center tonight, Norris, the number 2 seed in Class B, will take on Hastings. The winners of those two games will play tomorrow at 3:45 in the afternoon. In Class A, number 1 unbeaten Omaha Benson, 26-0, upset by number 8 seed Norfolk, 13-12 on the year, a 46-37 winner over the Bunnies. So the Bunnies go down in Class A, and the 5 seed Bellevue West found a way to defeat SSC by a score of 48-37. So Bellevue West and Norfolk will play tomorrow at 7 o'clock. On one side of the bracket, Omaha West Side playing Millard West as we speak. And that winner will play the winner of Lincoln Northeast and Kearney, a game that will take place at 8:45 tonight at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And that should get you up to date on all the scores as we've had them so far today. The halftime show, Ravenna, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation, saying your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're going to take time out. We'll come back. We'll give you some of the stats from the first half right after this on KKBR.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier Technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And we've got a couple more updates to bring you from Lincoln Southwest here in Class A game going on between Omaha Westside and Millard West at this time. Omaha Westside has taken a 33-26 lead in the third quarter in that one. At halftime, York leading Elkhorn in Class B 23-20. And also at halftime, it is 35-16, Hastings St. Cecilia leading North Platte St. Pat's at the half. So that's... kind of get you up to date on some of the scores that are taking place here in the state tournament in Lincoln, Nebraska. Updating you on the scoring at halftime, the scoring leader for the Giltner Hornets with four, Bailey Craig, 3 points for Shelby Hendricks, 2 points apiece for Reagan Jansen and Cheney Topkin, and just 1 point for Shelby Lyon thus far. Their leading scorer averaging 11 points a game. And a total of 12 points at halftime for the Giltner Hornets. For the Sandhills Thetford Knights, they lead it with 24 points. 15 of those belong to their leading scorer, Maddie Thompson, at halftime with 5 points. Kelsey Higgins, 2 points for Rebecca Higgins, and Avery Taylor with 2 points. A 24-12 lead for the Sandhills Thetford Knights here at the half. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with the opening tip of the second half right after this timeout on KKPR Classic Hits 98.9.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
And we're ready to start the second half now between Sandhills Thetford and Giltner. Sandhills Thetford inbounds, and Kelsey Higgins gets it into Rebecca Higgins. And we're underway here from Southwest High School. Rebecca back over left side to Kyra Miles. Miles down to Kelsey Higgins. Kelsey Higgins to Rebecca Higgins. She'll go inside to Maddie Taylor, and Maddie Taylor will walk. And that's a great start for the Hornets. The Hornets just need to get fired up here. I think they'll be fine if they can get a few stops and get something in the hole here. They get the ball up quickly. Kelby Lyon over left side to Cheney Tompkin. Now they go back out on top. Inside to Kelby Lyon. Spins, turns, puts it up, doesn't get it. Rebound is brought back out to number 24, Taylor Rhodes, and then it's knocked out of bounds, but it'll be controlled by the Hornets. So the Hornets trail 24-12 here. Inbounds pass, Kelby Lyon, 10-footer, got it. And that's what the Hornets need. They trail by 10 here. Let's see if they can get a steal. They'll apply full court pressure. Cheney Tompkin working against Rebecca Higgins. Rebecca Higgins almost turning the ball over there. Gets it down low to Simonson. She throws it way back out on top to Kyra Miles. Kyra Miles dribbles down, has it knocked away by Hendricks. Hendricks scrapping for it, and I think she's going to get called for a foul, and she is. So Hendricks will pick up her second foul of the ball game, first team foul of the second half. Neither team with many fouls in the first half. Rebecca Higgins dribbling out top, swings it over to Simonson, inside to Maddie Taylor. She puts it up, can't get it, but the rebound back up, no good by Kyra Miles, pulled out by the Hornets. They go running the other way with it, and walking with it on the far side is Taylor Rhodes, the 5'6 junior. Taylor yet to score in the ballgame, averaging 5 points a contest. And the ball goes back over to the Knights. The Knights in between the arcs with Higgins. Higgins on the dribble, working against Chaney Tompkins. Now from the corner, Simonson unloads a three. Shayna Simonson hits the second tray of the ball game. The first one belonged to Kelsey Higgins. That's the second one of the game, and it goes in for. Here's Kelby Lyon with it. Ball back out on top. Three opportunity, turned down, pass inside. Nice job. Bailey Craig gets that to go down thanks to Shelby Henricks passing up a three. Henricks had an opportunity, a one, and decided not to take it. Pass comes over to Kyra Miles. She tries to get it inside. Ball kicked away, a scrum, and coming up with it is the Knights. They have it over in the corner. The Giltner crowd not happy with that. Here's a shot up and good from about 10 foot out by Kelsey Higgins. So Higgins now with 7 points in the ball game, and the Hornets have the ball knocked out of bounds, but it'll stay in their control. Avery Taylor back in the lineup, 6 foot junior. Does not start, but comes in quite frequently. Her and Maddie both at 6 foot. With the basketball, Henricks gets it down to Rhodes. Rhodes goes down in the corner to Chaney Tompkins. They try to get it inside to Kelby Lyon, and it gets off her foot and is knocked out of bounds. 29-16, 5:33 left to play here in the third quarter. Checking back in the lineup for Reagan Jansen and Audra Joyce. So Joyce and Jansen back in the lineup. Chaney Tompkins will take a seat along with Rhodes. And the pass up to Rebecca Higgins, almost stolen away by Henricks. Henricks fighting for everything. Now a pass inside to Maddie Taylor, and she's automatic in there. Has 17 points in the ballgame now as she hits that one. 31-16 our score. Here's a pass up left side. Kelby Lyon on the dribble. Lyon puts it up. Got it. Nice job. 31-18 our score. 13-point spread with 4:57 left to go here in the third quarter. And here's a pass. Errant pass attempted for Simonson from Higgins. Coming up with it was Kelby Lyon. Gets it back out here to Henricks now on the dribble. Henricks down low goes to Craig. Craig inside to Kelby Lyon. Has it slapped away by Avery Taylor. And Rebecca Higgins now working against pressure by Reagan Jansen, the 5'8 freshman. Ball goes down in the corner to Simonson. Shayna Simonson at 5'4, the shortest player on the court. Here's a pass into Taylor once again. She spins, turns, puts it up over Kelby Lyon for two. Here's a pass intended for Lyon, but tipped by Higgins. So the ball will go back over to the Hornets. Checking back in the lineup will be Telray Sherman, a 6 foot senior for Sand Hills Thedford. She is back in. So with the ball is Henricks. Henricks on the dribble down. Henricks swings it down to Chaney Tompkins. Now they go back out here to Joyce. Audra Joyce on the dribble. Audra stops, pops, can't put it up. Has to get out of the lane. Henricks trying to drive down, no place to go. With the basketball now, Bailey Craig. Now back out top is Audra Joyce. Audra Joyce swings it down inside to Craig. Puts it up, can't get it. Rebound fought for, controlled by the Knights. Knights with the basketball, bring it up quickly. That's Kelsey off to Kyra Miles. Kyra Miles on the dribble, has the ball slapped away by Jansen. Now they get the ball down inside to Sherman. And back outside. Here's Kelsey Higgins. 10-footer off the glass. Won't go. Rebound pulled out of there by Reagan Jansen. Reagan Jansen gets it up to Henricks, and we go the other way. Henricks with about a 10-foot floater. Won't go. It's short. 33-18. The Knights lead with 3:02 to play here in the third quarter. Here's a pass out top. Shot is up and no good. Three ball by Kyra Miles, and she has not been effective from there in this game anyway. Pass goes up the other way. That's Audra Joyce thinking about it. She'll drive down. She'll put it up off the glass. Won't get it. Rebound is pulled out by Sherman. Sherman gets the ball off to Kyra Miles. Miles, a 5'7 sophomore. Over to Kelsey Higgins. Back to Miles. They swing it left side to Simonson. Simonson goes once again to Sherman. Now the ball knocked away. Tried to save and knocked it back to a Giltner Hornet. Driving down the other way and walking is Reagan Jansen. So Jansen gets called for the walk with 2:17 to play here in the third quarter. A 33-18 lead for Sandhills Thedford. The Knights have not trailed in this one. They have led from the get-go and they lead here by 15. With the ball is Higgins. Rebecca on the dribble. Higgins looking inside, no place to go. Nice bounce pass. Gets it to Maddie Taylor. Now Higgins, she'll try the shot. She'll get fouled, and the foul will go on Reagan Jansen. That's Reagan's first, second team foul. At the line to shoot two will be Rebecca Higgins. Higgins has not been to the free throw line thus far in the game. So the first shot by Higgins is up, bounds around and down. 34-18. Shelby Henricks coming back in the lineup along with Taylor Rhodes. Also in there, Kelby Lyon and Chaney Tompkin along with Craig. And she makes them both. So Higgins hits both free throws. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Here's a pass up to Chaney Tompkin. Tompkin on the left wing. Now back out top to Rhodes. Rhodes on the drive down. Back to Tompkin. Tompkin, baseline, back to Rhodes. Rhodes loses the handle on it. And finally it's knocked out of bounds by Rebecca Higgins. It'll be controlled by the Hornets. Taylor Rhodes gets it in to Kelby Lyon. Kelby on the dribble, almost has it stripped away. Gets the pass inside, shot is up, no good by Bailey Craig, but she'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. And the foul goes on number 10, Sherman. Tel-Ray Sherman has the first team foul of the second half on Sandhills Thedford here. Tel-Ray Sherman, a 6-foot senior. At the line, 6'2 senior Bailey Craig. And she hits the first one. She'll have, or she hits them both, I'm sorry. 36-18, 1:29 left to play here in the third quarter with the ball. Higgins, spin move, puts it up, can't get it. Rebound pulled out by Kelby Lyon. Lyon loses the pass and almost threw it out of bounds, but Taylor Rhodes saves, back to Lyon. And Henricks will bring it up. Henricks to Tompkin. Tompkin inside, the pass over shot. Trying to fight for it down there was Bailey Craig, and she lost the battle as Kyra Miles comes the other way. Miles out to Higgins, three, is way short. Rebound up, no good by Thedford. Rebound put up again and blocked this time by Sherman. The block from Bailey Craig. Now with the ball out on the left wing, here's a shot and a foul. And Kyra Miles, I think, will go to the line to shoot three. The foul will be on number 24, Taylor Rhodes, her second, third team. And at the line, Kyra Miles, and she'll shoot three. Miles has not hit one of those tonight, and she's had several, but she gets the first free throw to go, and she'll have two more. 36-19 our score. 39.6 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Missed the second free throw, and she'll have one more. Back in for the Hornets now is Audra Joyce. And Taylor Rhodes will get a blow. At the free throw line, Kyra Miles averaging 9 points a game and five rebounds. Missed the last two of three. And it remains 36-19 with 32 seconds left in the third quarter. Kelby Lyon looking for somebody. Passes it out on top to Henricks. Henricks A little fake move. And now with the ball, Bailey Craig. Bailey Craig goes inside to Kelby Lyon. Lyon with a good strong move. And she is fouled by Maddie Taylor. Maddie Taylor picks up her first second team foul at the line. Kelby Lyon. Kelby 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the ball game thus far. And she'll have a pair here. First one's up and nothing but net. So she'll have one more. Shayna Simonson checking back in the lineup for the Knights. Kelby Lyon, one more, makes that one as well. 36-21, 15-point spread here with 14 seconds left to go before half. Here's a pass up to Simonson. Simonson on the dribble, no place to go. Back to Higgins. 5 seconds left now. Back to Higgins. Higgins can't get a shot off. She's going to try one. Won't go anywhere. And Giltner will hold the ball. And it will be 36-21 here at the end of three. The Giltner Hornets trailing the Knights of Sandhills Thedford. We'll take a break. First of all, we'll tell you that this timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. And the Giltner Hornets, in order to get back into things, have got to protect the ball a little bit better than they have. And their shooting percentage is down for the contest. They're averaging 45.2 points a game on offense. Thus far have 21 through three quarters. They're giving up 33 points on defense. Sandhills Thedford, on the other hand, averaging 53.6 points a game on offense, and they're on track right now with that, giving up 31 points a game on defense and on track with that as well. So they're playing their game right now, and the Hornets have to kind of take it to them here and get as aggressive as possible here in this fourth quarter. Ball comes into Henricks. Henricks on the dribble, working against Simonson. Henricks swings it over right side to Tompkin, inside to Lyon, puts it up, can't get it. Rebound pulled out of there by Avery Taylor. Avery Taylor, they get the ball off to Rebecca Higgins. She'll dribble it up behind her back. Higgins swings it off left side. Three ball is up, and nothing but a drain for number five, Kelsey Higgins. She gets a three. 39-21. Here's a pass inside. Nice shot up by Tompkin. She gets two. 39-23. It was 7:19 to go. 39-23. The Hornets trail. Here's a pass inside. It gets off the hands of Avery Taylor. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be controlled by the Hornets. Hornets, again, have to get very aggressive here, both offensively and defensively, to have a shot. Pass comes over right side to number 24, Taylor Rhodes, inside to Kelby Lyon. Back to Rhodes. She'll try a three. Doesn't go. Rebound. Oh, I thought it looked like it was knocked out of bounds by Miles, but they're going to say it's off number 44, Reagan Jansen. So the ball will go over to Sandhills Thedford when we come back on KKPR 98.9.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
And the Giltner Hornets here trailing by a score of 39-23 with 6:54 left to go in the contest. Frank Green with you on KKPR. Classic hits, 98.9 in Kearney. And Sandhills Thedford, the Knights, come into this contest as the number three seed and almost had the ball stripped away. Giltner getting very aggressive, which we said they needed to do to have a chance here. Here's a pass into Avery Taylor. Now back out to Simonson. She'll try the shot and won't get it. Tompkin gets the ball off very quickly to Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks going to try and drive it down on her own. Puts it up, doesn't get it. Rebound is going to go back over to the Hornets. Kelby Lyon checking back in the lineup. And Simonson will check out for Sandhills Thedford. Here's Lyon. She tries a shot, has it partially blocked. Coming up with it, putting it up again is Jansen. She can't get it to go. And the Knights will have it once again and bring it up. The Lady Knights with the basketball, leading 39-23, 6:09 to go. Ball stripped away from Avery Taylor by Kelby Lyon. And the Hornets doing exactly what they have to do, but they got to get the ball in the hole. With the basketball on the far side now is Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes down, top of the key. Rhodes swings it over to Kelby Lyon. Kelby looking inside, passes inside, and a foul is going to be called on Avery Taylor. That's only her second personal, and it's only the third team foul. Not many fouls called in this game. Both teams with three here in the second half, with 5:46 left to go in the ball game. Pass comes inbounds, and it's going to be overshot. And Henrik's going to go back and get it, and it was tipped by Sandhills Thedford, so Henrik's brings it back up. Wasn't sure whether it was or not. The official said it was. That one went over the timeline. With the ball in the corner was Bailey Craig and couldn't get it back out to Shelby Hendricks. It was knocked out of bounds by Kyra Miles. So to trigger in now will be Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes tries to get it in and does. Coming up with it on the far side was Reagan Jansen. Now it's back to Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes goes down in the corner to Craig. Craig on the dribble, kicks it back out. Rhodes on the drive, can't get in. Kelby Lyon going to try. She can't. Good defense being played here by the Knights. Now Hendricks puts it up. She gets fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Hendricks, a very aggressive little player. She's a 5'7 senior, averaging 9 points a ball game. She's only got three in this one. She'll go free throw line to shoot two. That's the third personal foul on Avery Taylor and the fourth team foul on the Knights. First shot by Shelby Hendricks is up and no good. On the year, Giltner a 37% field goal shooting team. And I would reckon that averaged down a little bit today. At the line, Hendricks one more, got that one. So two out of three on the day for Shelby Hendricks. 39-24, our score. Ball goes to the other end, and a foul going to be called, I believe, on Hendricks. We'll see. It is. And Avery Taylor will go to the free throw line. So Hendricks has returned the favor. That's her third personal and the fourth team foul on the Giltner Hornets. And at the free throw line, Avery Taylor, and she cans the first one. Avery came in averaging 9 points a ball game. She has three in this one. And a chance for one more here. 40-24. Sandhills Thedford out on top with 5 minutes to go in the game. And she makes them both, so it's 41-34. 5 minutes left in the contest from Southwest High School here in Lincoln, Nebraska, home of the NSAA State Girls Basketball Tournament. Kelby Lyon with the basketball, top of the key. Going to dribble right side, tries to get it inside, does. Shot is up, no good. And rebound and trying to put it up again was Craig, and she had it knocked away again. And the Knights come up with it, leading by 17 with 4:33 to play. Ball comes out on top to Miles. She's got it again. Miles between the arcs. Swings it over to Sherman. Sherman back to Miles. Miles loses it off her foot, out of bounds. Oh, no. They're going to say it was off the foot of Reagan Jansen. So it rolls out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Knights. checking out is Reagan Jansen. Back in the lineup, Chaney Tompkin for the Hornets. 4:11 left to play here. Here's a inbounds or a pass inside to Tompkin to Taylor. Kelby Lyon fighting with Taylor over it, and I think Taylor's going to get called for the foul. It is. Maddie Taylor pick up her second personal foul, 15th foul, but the Hornets will have the ball. They trail by 17. Checking back in the lineup, Taylor Rhodes, the 5'6 junior, and Audra Joyce will check out. And to trigger in is Bailey Craig. Ball comes up to Kelby Lyon. Lyon playing up the high post here with the ball on the right side. Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes on the dribble. Goes down low to Craig. Bailey Craig goes inside to Kelby Lyon. Ball knocked away, but it will stay with the Hornets. Taylor Rhodes, the 5'6 junior, to trigger in. Nope. She's going to give the duties over to Bailey Craig, the 6'2 senior. Can see the floor a little better. Here's a three ball from the right wing that will not go down for Henricks. Rebound, Tompkin. Chaney gets it back out. Now on the dribble, shot is up and no good by Taylor Rhodes. And now a fight for the ball, and a jump ball is going to be called. And the Lady Knights will get the basketball again. Checking back in for the Knights, Rebecca Higgins, along with number 30, Avery Taylor. And the Knights have not trailed in this game. They lead it 41-24. They broke out to a 15-3 lead early in the contest and have just held on to that plus. They're up by 17 right now. Here's a pass to Simonson, knocked away by Kelby Lyon. Then the ball kicked out of bounds by one of the Hornets. 41-24. Sandhills Thetford trying to advance to the semifinals, the Class D2 Girls State Championships. Here's a shot from way out. Won't go for Maddie, but Avery, or won't go for Rebecca Higgins, but Avery Taylor will take it up and she'll get fouled. And that's Henrik's fourth personal foul and the fifth team foul. And at the line to shoot two will be Avery Taylor. Taylor 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Make it 3-for-3 now. And she'll have one more. Timeout. 42-24, 3:12 to go in the ball game. And Sandhills Thetford's Knights leading this one by 18 points. We'll be back right after this on KKPR in Kearney.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
3 minutes, 12 seconds left to go in this Class D2 first-round game between the Giltner Hornets and the Sandhills Thetford Knights. Both teams came in at 21-4 on the year. And thus far, Sandhills Thetford, the number three seed, is looking pretty good. They're up 42-24. At the line, Avery Taylor, she'll have one more. Puts that one up and missed everything. So she was 3-for-3 until then, now 3-for-4. 18-point lead for the Knights. 3:10 to play in the ball game. Pass comes up to Kelby Lyon. She'll drive it down. Kelby, spin. No, I thought maybe she'd make a move down there. Chose not to. Pass is out. Shot is up and good by Taylor Rhodes. So Taylor Rhodes with her first two of the ball game. Taylor averaging 5 points a game. Here's a nice steal. She'll try it again and miss the layup. So Taylor Rhodes got the steal and then missed the layup at 42-26. Here's a pass up the other end of the court to Avery Taylor. Avery Taylor gets it off to Rebecca Higgins with 2:35 left in the game. Ball comes over right side. Kyra Miles tries it, but has the ball knocked away and into the arms of Telray Sherman, and she puts in her first two of the game. 44-26 now from the corner. Kelby Lyon hits. Lyon with 8 second half points for a total of 9 thus far in the ball game. 44-28 our score. 2:16 left to play in the contest. And Sandhills Thedford up when we come back on KKPR 98.9.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
And we're back to action now with Kelsey Higgins on the dribble. She's working against Jansen, Reagan Jansen. Higgins goes down in the corner to Kyra Miles. Kyra Miles drives across, kicks it out to Simonson. She'll try a three, won't go. Rebound. Right there to haul it in was Kelsey Higgins. Puts it up and in for two. Higgins with 12 points in the ballgame now. Out on top, Henricks. Pass over in the corner to Reagan Jansen. Jansen drives baseline, puts it up, missed it. Rebound, Jansen. She'll try again. Nope, she's going to give it back out. The shot is up and good, this time by Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes with 4 points in the game now. Dribbling the other way, Rebecca Higgins. 46-30, 1:27 left to go in this contest. And Sandhills Thedford looking like they're going to advance. With the dribble, Kelsey Higgins finds an open lane, drives it down, and puts it in. She now has 14 points on today. Coming the other way, here's Henricks. She'll lay it up and got it. And an offensive barrage all of a sudden here with 1 minute left to go in the ballgame. 48-32, the Giltner Hornets trailing by 16. And they're going to take a timeout, and this timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Frank Green with you, and a reminder that more coming your way all weekend long here on KKPR and the sister stations, so keep that radio dial tuned in to NSAA State High School Basketball. The Knights lead at 48-32, and Maddie Taylor to inbounds, going to throw it a long way up the court to Avery Taylor. Avery Taylor trying to do the same thing and finally gets it across the timeline. Now passes it off to Rebecca Higgins. Higgins being hounded out there by Taylor Rhodes, and now by Bailey Craig. Rebecca Higgins on the dribble, willing to dribble this one out. I don't think anybody's going to shoot or do anything else. Higgins spins, turns, got to give the ball up to somebody and gives it out to Simonson, back to Higgins. And the clock will wind down, and this one will end unless somebody calls a timeout to get some players in. Doesn't look like they're going to do that, so there was a steal by the Hornets. They've got it. Got some new blood in the ball game. Here's a pass way up to Rhodes. Puts it up and got it. So Rhodes gets two more, and that's going to be pretty much the end of it with 6 seconds left. I don't think anybody's going to shoot here. 3-2-1. It's all over. 48-34. Sandhills Thedford has won this by 14 points. They will advance to the semifinals tomorrow. And they will meet the winner of tonight's Why Not Hampton contest at 3:45 tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. A 48-34 winner over the Giltner Hornets, the Sandhills Thedford Lady Knights. We'll come back, give you a wrap-up just a little bit right here on KKPR in Kearney.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back, Southwest High School. Final score was 48-24. Sandhills-Thedford's Knights defeating the Giltner Hornets here in the first round of the Class D2 Girls State Tournament. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final score, 48-34 for the Sandhills-Thedford Knights. Their leading scorer, Maddie Taylor, she had 19 with 14. Kelsey Higgins with 5 points, Avery Taylor, 4 points for Rebecca Higgins, 3 points for Shayna Simonson, 2 points for Telray Sherman, and 1 point for Kyra Miles. Only 3 three-pointers made in the contest by Sandhills-Thedford for the Knights. Kelsey Higgins had one, Shayna Simonson with one. Check that, Kelsey Higgins with two and Shayna Simonson with one. No three-pointers for the Giltner Hornets in this contest, and the leading scorer for the Hornets was Kelby Lyon. She had 9 with 8 points. Bailey Craig, 6 apiece for Shelby Hendricks and Taylor Rhodes, 4 points for Chaney Tompkin, and 2 points for Reagan Jansen. Our final score, 48-34. Sandhills-Thedford, the Knights, will play tomorrow at 3:45 at the Devaney Sports Center against the winner of the number 2 seed, why not, number 7 seed Hampton game about to get underway here at Lincoln Southwest. Thanks for joining us on KKPR, FM 98.9 Classic Hits. Frank Green saying so long for now.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.